We continue in the Masil Sisharm with the commentary of the Bavavi Mishkan Evner on page Shin Ches at the Diamonds. And we're discussing the best way to break through those barriers that exist between you and Hashem. Whatever you could do, we said that the measuring stick as to whether something should be done or not, as opposed to, similarly to business, where the measuring stick is it profitable or not? So you have to have the measuring stick of what we should do to break through the barriers. And basically the question is, anything that, you know, is a means to get you closer to Hashem, that's what you should be running after. And something that can hold you back from that, something you should run away from. So we elaborated on that, that those things that cause you to hide from Hashem are things that eventually will get you into trouble. So now we're on in the middle of Shin Ches. Now we have to go very deep and discriminate in the real activities of the realities of the Jewish soul. As long as a person does not have yishuv hadas, presence of mind, he does things without thinking very much. He doesn't think if that action he's doing will distance himself from Hashem. He doesn't even think if the action he does will bring him close to Hashem. And if he doesn't do things because they're an avera, and to that it says the pasuk vadi yirasam osi mitzvos anashim ulmada, their fear of me is robotic fear. Who misyore, he's afraid. Ach yirasam eino novas mehadas apninis shekeis maker hu shemaisa marchika mebar lechinol of the shachmenu. He's afraid not that fear doesn't come from the inner understanding that right now he recognizes that the action he's about to do will distance himself from his creator and therefore he should stay away from it. Because he's trained to not do this. He's trained to not eat treif. He's trained to eat kosher. He's not eating kosher because he's saying this is what's going to get me close to Hashem. I'm staying away from the treif. It's because this is going to get me far away from Hashem. Yehudi shomer Torah mitzvahs liyala al dat linsov b'mchonis v'shabbos. A Torah observant Jew will never consider driving a car on Shabbos. But v'lo machmas shekeis humamik v'day to shemaisis emarchigim. Not because he's thinking right now that if he goes in the car, it will distance himself from Hashem. Elazu yira hamutbas v'o mikatnuso. That's a fear that's been implanted in him from his youth. So, but he's not considering, you know, why to do what he's doing. Reishis imkain, sarachadim livdok imamasim shuosa, haim haim akarim oso, amarachim oso. The first thing a person has to do is to inspect his actions that he's doing and to see, is this thing getting me close to Hashem or is this thing distancing me from Hashem? Lahascha lichos chaim sheish from yishuv adas. He has to begin to live a life with presence of mind. Yishuv das klomer. What do we mean by yishuv das? Yesh lo adam, again, k'nei mida. Mash makar v'so labari kafi gidra hatara k'dusha osa. Mash machik osa mibarach has v'shalom. Bareach u'mimenu mipnei eish. So a person has a measuring stick in terms of what he's going to do. What will bring him closer to Hashem, the way the Torah says it should be, hu osa, he does. And that which distances him from his creator, he runs away from it like he runs away from fire. But he's thinking about it. He's using that measuring stick at all times. Page Shin Tes. Acharei sheyesh yishuv das. Once there is presence of mind, lo behecha sheyasa kol mashu chayesh sheyasa. It's not necessarily going to be he's going to do what his mind is telling what he should be doing. Many times a person knows what to do, but does the opposite. For example, ishun cigaria, someone smoking cigarettes. Person knows that smoking is hazardous to his health, but he continues to smoke. But first he has to know what's going on. At least if he knows it's hazardous, maybe one day he'll stop. But if he doesn't even know it's hazardous, he'll never stop. Eluheim shnei shalom. There's always two levels. V'yadat hayom, you know it today. Your mind is telling you what the truth is. V'achkach v'shefos alvecha. Then, the pasuk says, you bring it to your heart. But v'imein v'yadat hayom, v'vadishen v'shefos alvecha. If you don't have the knowledge now, you're not going to be able to turn it to your heart. V'oresh is called tzarech esav yadat hayom. But first you need this knowledge now. V'yadat what does viyadata mean? Viyadata yom. In yano, yishuv hadas. It means yishuv hadas. Presence of mind. Sharam chai im deyat slula l'orach hayom. A person lives with a clear understanding throughout the day. Kol echad kamas man shu yochol. Everybody, as much as he's able to. V'bechines mosiv holach, like a way of increasing it. Hu sam leiv l'ma shu osa. He gives heart to why he's doing something. To what he's doing. He thinks, is this actually going to bring me closer to Hashem or distance me from Hashem? For example, a person's approaching doing the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. He could approach that without thinking at all, anything more. He has a regular class, he comes. Yeshu Kailo, there's Kailo there. Huhelech Kal Boiker, he comes every morning. Lochosha Filolome, he doesn't even think, why am I going? Vadishim Shalay Lama Hulome, if someone would stop and say, why are you learning now? Yasper Barichos, Shemis is Talmud Torah Kulam, he'll explain with great length how important is the mitzvah of learning Torah. Vallao made all of them, the world stands on the learning of Torah. Voda Sarvamar Chazal Binyan Shakulam Emes, I'll bring you 10 words of the rabbis that are all true. He could spit out all the Gemaras that can explain to you how important it is to learn Torah. Aval Haim Keshuhu Nigash Losek Torah, but when he actually does begin to learn Torah in his real life, Zamashu Choshev, is that what he's thinking? Shetachlas Alimud Ladavik Osobabora, that the goal of the learning is to have him cleave to Hashem? Is he coming to the act without thinking at all? Person has to accustom himself to live with presence of mind. To take heart to what he is doing. Of the aspect of the end of the action has been in the thinking process way before. To remember that the goal of everything is as Gavin HaMelech said, and for me, being close to Hashem is good. Hadveikus bar yisparach, cleaving to Hashem. Hem tzoyim l'giel Hashem, the means to get there. Hem kima mitzvahs v'avodah b'chlos. It's fulfilling the mitzvah in our general service to Hashem. I'll call pratet, yitukav v'choseh, according to all the details that are there. Hatachlis tzricha lamod l'negedenu v'chaleis v'choseh. The goal has to be in front of his eyes all the time. And then he's got to think and remember, will these means bring him closer to the goal, or will they distance him from the goal? Adam Shechayim Yishev Adas, person lives with this presence of mind, he checks his actions, Diburu Machshav Ozov, and his speech and the thoughts, call us man all the time. He remembers what the goal is. He thinks, do these actions bring him closer to Hashem or further away from Hashem? And then begins the beginning of the difficult test. The difficult test is only when he understands what he's supposed to do, as he will elaborate. So this is the idea. So when we said yesterday about the idea of the Aisha Sota, the woman who's the unfaithful wife, and we say, how could she become so unfaithful? And we said, because there are different barriers. And she lives in the barrier of looking for other places to find her satisfaction, not in her husband. And that parallels the barriers of how Jews feel about Hashem, that they look somewhere else. The physical world seems so real. So you get involved in the physical world, you forget about Hashem. So we ask, how could that happen? But what we say, number one, is they fall into that trap of falling behind the barrier. They get behind the barrier. But there's, and that's what Vinistra means. But then the Pasuk says one more thing. It says, Ve'ed ein bo. And there is no testimony. So the Svarma Kedoshim, right, what does it mean, Ed ein bo? There's no witness. Obviously, the simple meaning is there's no witnesses to see if she transgressed or not. But Ve'ed ein bo, Api Kabbalah, the word Ed, Edus, is the same letters as Da'as. Same letters. Dalet Ayin Sof, Edus, without the Vav. Same letters, they're wished around. And he explained, what is Edus? What is Edus? What is testimony? Why do you need testimony in a court? You need testimony in a court because there's information that is hidden from the judges. The judges have to judge the person who's on trial. And they have to know the information. They don't have the information. They have to make a decision. You only make a decision when somebody presents you the information. A witness is telling you, the judge, something that was there was a barrier between the judge and the information, between the reality. The judge says, I don't know what to do. Someone has to come forth and give me testimony. Say, this is what happened. Ah, that information which was concealed now becomes revealed. That's what an aid does. He reveals that which is concealed. And that's exactly what Das is supposed to do, revealing that which is concealed. You look at an action, in this case here, what is the action? It's just an action. It's concealing. What is it? Is it something that's getting me closer to Hashem? Is something getting me further away from Hashem? When a person is involved in doing whatever they're doing, they've gone into the world of the barrier. They've gone into the world where I can find my life somewhere else other than in HaKadosh Baruch Hu or other than in Hashem. The problem is, if they feel that way, they have not had enough edus, enough testimony, haven't used their das to really understand, you know, Hashem is really nice to me, Hashem really loves me, and therefore what I'm doing is something that is opposing what He wants. And begin to analyze, like, there's no reason for me to do this kind of behavior. Really, Hashem loves me a tremendous amount. If I would stop and see how much He loves me and how what He's telling me to do is very important for that, to see beyond the barriers. Women should say, you know what? My husband is a good man. There's a lot of good virtues that he has. I'm so fortunate to have him. But you have to dwell on that. You have to think about those things. You have to bring those things back out into reality. There was a time when you loved him. What happened? You don't love him anymore. Well, you know, you fell behind the barrier. You fell behind the barrier. You don't realize those virtues anymore. And instead, you're looking at other things that have nothing to do with him. And therefore, you're not employing your das. And that's what he's saying over here. You could be doing mitzvahs without das. You're doing your mitzvah. Why are you doing the mitzvah? I don't know. Just do it. Well, if you just do it because you do it, it doesn't bring out any sense of closeness. But then you look at other things that are very exciting, and that's what you get close to. Then it's only a matter of time till you do the aveira. That's what we're saying over here. You have to have the das of why to understand why is it I'm doing what I am doing, and what is the ramifications of what I'm doing. You have to bring that which is hidden. You have to reveal it. You have to say, you know why I'm doing this? I'm doing this because this is the will of Hashem. And this will bring me closer to Hashem. And this thing that I'm doing is going to bring me further away from Hashem. So when a person's married, they have to judge their actions. Is this action going to bring me closer to my spouse? Is it going to distance me from my spouse? Is my spouse going to be happy with this? Will I feel closer to my spouse? Do I feel closer to my spouse going with my lady friends and schmoozing for hours on end? Or will I feel closer to my spouse if I think about him? Right? That's the difference. And that's, if you're lacking that das, then it becomes nistara. Then it becomes hidden. Yeah?
I'm just thinking the beautiful thing about this mashal is that in the sota, it's an unusual situation in the Torah where you're not even sure that she's guilty. There's just this suspicion. But the whole idea that you're saying there, Rabbi, is that the barrier itself, even if she's innocent of...
That is already a state of unfaithfulness.
If she was not faithful, she was never faithful, it is the distance, it is the mystery, it's that whatever she did with her husband, it was with that barrier.
That's right. You got to remove the barrier.
Even if we don't do an Avera, it's the barrier. The barrier could stay up our whole lives, Chas v'Shalom, we never do an Avera, but the barrier stays up.
That's right.
And that's
right. So that's why you've got to have some Yishuv Hadas. That's the problem with the Eishes Sotah. It's on page Shin Yud. Now you begin to say, okay, I've measured this, and I see this is going to get me closer to Hashem, or this is going to get me further away from Hashem. So now the real test begins. A lot of times a person wants to separate himself from something that's bad. Yeshul Nisoni has a test. Sometimes he succeeds and he passes his test, sometimes he fails it. But even when he stumbles, but at least he was contending with it. At least he was fighting it. The fact that he said, this was wrong, I shouldn't be doing this, but you know, it's too hard for me to control myself when I'm doing it. But you tried for a minute, you thought about it, you said, no, I really shouldn't. For a couple minutes you didn't. But then you did, but at least you were fighting. Because the Yishuv Hadas showed you squarely that there was a Nisayim. And maybe for a moment you were fighting it, but then you surrendered. But Mashenke Main Lo Yishuv Hadas, Bavaripal, who doesn't have any presence of mind, he will certainly fall. He doesn't even think about why he's alive. Al Afshu Yadeh, even if he knows, ask him why. He'll bring you all the proofs from the rabbis. That's only up in the mind and the way in the back. But daily life, he doesn't think about it. Therefore, he certainly doesn't get to where he has to go. There's three parts. Aleph, Yedia, Mahia Tachlis. Number one, he has to know what the goal is. The goal is closeness to Hashem. Number two, Yedia Shekolam Aisim, Hemem Soim, Ola Karev Lo, Sim Tachos Chazal Rachi. Everything you do during the day, everything you do. And it's really just elaborating on what the Chovas Havava says, the same thing. There's no neutral activities. Everything is either getting you closer to Hashem or it's getting further away from Hashem. Liz Karzos, Bechol Rega, you have to think about that. And the third point is, Gimel, to think about this every moment. Every moment. Whatever you're doing, you're cutting the grass. Is cutting the grass getting you closer to Hashem or further away from Hashem? What do you mean? How could I do either one of them? It's big. It could be a lot. It could for sure. There are people who spend hours and hours on the grass, manicuring it, making sure it's the most beautiful grass. That's going to get you far away from Hashem because you could spend a lot of that time learning Torah. I mean, cutting the grass. I cut the grass. Okay. So it takes me half an hour. Okay. So I figure, okay, I'll get a little exercise. Even just walking back and forth is exercise. Number two, if I don't cut the grass, it's a chil Hashem. You can say, oh, the rabbi has the ugliest grass. Even if it's not a measurement of being a good person, people view it like that. View it as just a kamachom has a stain on his jacket, he's chayv misa. So they look at his grass, your grass is the ugliest grass in town. Yeah, because he doesn't have time to deal with it as much as you have time to manicure your beautiful grass. And you never end up being in shul. Right? So you have to even cutting the grass. You know, it can get you closer to Hashem. It can distance you from Hashem. You have to think, why am I cutting the grass? And you're gonna cut the grass, I don't know, 20 times over the summer. You're gonna spend a number of hours on that. So what's the reason? What's the reason you're doing it? What's the reason you're pulling out a weed? Right? All these things you have to consider. I have a goal in life. This action I'm doing, is it getting me closer or not? So some, the action clearly will get you one way or the other without discussion. But there's some, depends what you're thinking.
So that's rationalization. You try to rationalize every action you do.
Not rationalize, define.
Or even if you define.
Define it. Remember, your goal is to be close to Hashem.
Right.
Every action, is it getting you close to Hashem or not? So if you're thinking, then it'll depend. So let's say you're dealing with the grass. And you say, you know what? I'd like to spend the next hour manicuring the grass. I've already cut it.
So I'll decide that's what's going to get me closer to Hashem.
Manicuring the
grass.
It's pretty obvious. It's 7, it's 8 o'clock. It's time to go to Mincha and you're manicuring the grass.
That's a different story. I'm saying you're cutting the grass.
Middle of the day.
Hours and hours.
So what else? No.
No. I want Hashem to be pleased with my grass.
He's not pleased with your grass. Okay, Narishkeit, we're not dealing with people who don't even have any brains.
No, I know, but...
With brains. Why are you cutting the grass? If the grass needs to be cut, obviously Hashem wants me to get close to him. Now, how am I supposed to get close to him? I have to think about Hashem, how the rain... You know, why do I have to cut the grass? Why do I have to cut the grass? Because Hashem made it rain. Oh, Hashem made it rain. Baruch Hashem. Hashem made it rain. Hashem's in control of the world. So I appreciate that he's the one that's making me cut the grass. It's not just I cut the grass because you cut the grass. So he's making me cut the grass. So he wants me to cut the grass. So Hashem, I'm doing what you want me to do.
What if I don't cut the grass?
He wants you. He doesn't want you to live in a disgusting way. Just like, do I have to wash my shirt or not wash my shirt? Does Hashem want you to go with a clean shirt or not? Yes. He wants you to go with a clean shirt. He wants you to look respectable. Why? Because you're an ambassador of Hashem. The ambassador of Hashem doesn't go around like a slob. The ambassador's house does not look like a slob. Doesn't have to be a mansion. Doesn't look like a slob. You don't cut the grass the whole year and it looks like a jungle. You don't live in a jungle. You're living in a residential area. It has to look at least residential. Now, my grass is not the nicest at all. And there are weeds and things like that, you know, but you cut them, you deal with it, and, you know, till the next time you cut it, it looks fairly decent. You know, you don't have to,
So what do we have
to do? I don't have to spend, $5,000 on a suit to make sure I look the best than anybody else. You live within your means. Just saying, it's what you do with that activity will determine, are you getting closer to Shem or not? And you have to be honest with yourself. Yeah, you're right. A person can fool himself and rationalize everything he does. Okay, therefore you need guidance. But you gotta be thinking. The first thing is, when you go out and say, is this getting me close to Shem or not? What am I doing to make sure that it will? Those are the three steps. There's a goal. You gotta know that every action can get you to that goal or remove you from a goal. And now you gotta think about it every minute and look at every action that you're doing. As Shayd is, he's shown us those first two aspects. Yodim Harim Yodim. A lot of people know them intellectually. Avoles Hashlava Shishi, but the third step, to live in that reality every moment, that's living with Das. Now you have different levels between people. How often does a person think about that during the day? Then we come to the fourth step. How often does a person fulfill these words? Does he talk, you know, now, is he doing it now that he's getting me close to Hashem, or is he not doing it? Right? So, avobavare, shimenu zocher, who kemat lo velo yikayim. But if he doesn't even think about this, he's for sure not going to keep it. If he does, yizem, mitzvah nashim lo, they'll only be out of robotic practice, but not because it's really getting him closer to Hashem. That's why, you know, that's why when you say Shema Yisrael, right, the third letter of Shema is Ayin. The first letter of the word, the last letter of Echad is Dalet. Ayin Dalet is Eid, is testimony. We have to testify that there's a God in this world. If you look at this world, it appears there is no God. And it depends on our testimony that he is God. So when we say the Shema, that's a testimony. But that's good for two, but that's if you have Kavana when you're saying it. If you don't have kavana, you're saying you're not even a witness then. But let's say you have kavana. Okay, now take that with you. You're going to say Shema. Good. So now, what does that mean? I have to bear testimony that there is a God in this world. So that's good. Now, everything you do during the day has to be a fulfillment of that Shema. That's why you say Shema at the beginning of the day. Really, according to the halacha, the pure halacha, you say Shema right before sunrise. And you say Shema right at the beginning of the nighttime. Why? Because at the beginning of a new period of a day, you have to start off with that clear understanding that I have to have Das. I have to take every action that I do and realize, is this getting me closer to Shem or not? Will what I do be a testimony that there's a God in this world? Or will what I do be a testimony that there is not a God in this world? And that will be determined by how close I'm feeling to Hashem when I'm doing this or not. Now that's good if you're at least thinking about it. If you're not even thinking about it, then you're really not testifying to Shem all day long. He continues, we shouldn't forget the words of the Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher. Keep the day of death before your eyes. Kolomer, does that mean? Tiras atach, let's see the goal. Where did you come from? Me'a Bariel, from the Creator. Are we going to go back to a love to Him? How are you going to get back there in a state of perfection? By doing the Torah and the Mitzvahs. Adam tzarech lisrag alichas kach. A person has to get himself used to, train himself to live this way. And you start with, start with 1 minute of the day. Start for 1 minute. Live that way for 1 minute. Avol daka b'yom shabo zocher mahu yatachlis. For 1 minute in the day, remember what the goal is. Hu zocher shem tzayim. Then you can remember that the means, hainu kol ha'masim, everything we do. Ha hargoshes v'machshavas kol kochas ha'nefesh. The feelings, the thoughts, any of the strength of the soul. O shem mekarvim asol l'sham o merchikim asol. Either they bring you closer to Hashem, to the goal, or they distance you. Then he'll contend with what he has to do at this point. Start with 1 minute. And continue another minute. As you keep going, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. Everybody, as far as you can go, until the day you die. How long does he live with presence of mind? So even for 1 minute, it's for 1 minute, right before you put your tefillin on. Maybe the best minute is right when you finish this class. Should be the first minute. Should be the first minute. Okay, for the next minute, what am I about to do? You're about to put tefillin. Why am I putting on those tefillin? Because it's a mitzvah. So why is it a mitzvah? Because a mitzvah brings you closer to Hashem. So putting on these tefillin is going to get me closer to Hashem. So I'm thinking, I am putting these tefillin on, because for reasons that I don't understand, the mitzvah is getting me closer to Hashem. My neshama is feeling closer to Hashem. Why I don't feel it? Because there's a lot of barriers still. And you're done. You did it for 1 minute. And then you put the tefillin on, knowing that that is getting you closer to Hashem. And that's it. You don't have to do it anymore the rest of the day. That was good. It's too much already. You can get a headache from this. All right? Yeah, you do that for a week. Okay. You know, every week you add a minute. Over a year, you're up to an hour. And in 15 years, you'll have that for the whole day. That's okay. We all hope to live at least another 15 years. So by the time you come to the end, every day, every minute, you're thinking about it. And even when you're thinking about it, and let's say, you know, you make a mistake. Okay. So you'll know you made the mistake. He's going to talk about that, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Let's continue. At the bottom of the page. Hatzadikim omdim in Yisrael. The tzaddikim, the righteous one, who stand up against the test. Don't you think they have any battles too? Of course they have battles. As the rabbis say, anyone who's bigger than his friend, he has a bigger yetzahara. Mesechem says, when the yetzahara is strong, no one's thinking about the yetzer tov. Harbi Pami, next page. Many times a person comes to a test, he doesn't even remember what the goal is. He doesn't even know he's in a test. He runs. Mashkiach asks, forgets himself. Like an ostrich who sticks his head into the ground. The highest level is when there's the test, he has to remember the goal. He has to remember what are the means. There's still a test. Come on, Maisa, know that im Rav Amram Chasida move up some of kedushin, like the story with Rav Amram and the kedushin. A dying nation is modus says what to contend with. Yochaliyashu Masliach, Yochaliyashu Lo. He might be successful, may not be successful. Avogam b'shas b'shas yesh l'nasayin. But even when he's having the test at that moment, huzoch he remembers shatach l'si. The goal is vanikirvas li tov, for me to be close to Hashem. That's what's good. I don't remember offhand. He remembers that this means, if he does this not properly, he'll distance himself. Now he at least has the strength, perhaps, to stand up against the test. We say in the davening, in the very right in the beginning of the standing brachas, in the long bracha, we say, Al tivienu lo lidin nisyon Hashem, don't bring me to a test. So what does that mean? What does it mean not to? But the whole life is a test. What do you mean don't come to test? If I'm not tested, how do I prove myself? Being tested is life. So I can say, don't bring me to a test. So the pshat is, Yesug shel nisayon sharam afilo lomuda shu nimtza b'nisayon. There's a test. There's a type of test a person doesn't even know he's being tested. That's the hardest test. Because that's when you always fail. Because you don't even realize you're being tested. You don't even realize you're being tested. Mashallah can make an analogy to the following. Adam holich liknos dira. Person's going to buy an apartment. Lo yodea shemisha morchal. That's a dira who ramay venuchal. He doesn't know that the guy who sells to him is a dishonest crook. He's selling a piece of land. It doesn't belong to him. You don't even know. You're going to fall. You're going to buy the wrong piece of property. Lose all your money. Kafila yodea. He doesn't know to be careful. If you know the guy's a swindler, if he can be careful from him. Like Yaakov said to Laban, I'm a brother to him in robbery. If you think Laban is really a white, squeaky clean guy, he's holy, you're relying on him with blind eyes. And therefore, we say, Hashem, don't bring us to tests that we don't realize are even tests. Don't bring a test to me that I don't know is a test, because then I know I will fail. And if you look at the whole bracha, that's the context of that bracha. That's part of standing brachas as you're starting off your day. After you've thanked Hashem, if you really think about it, all these brachas, you're first coming to a hakara of das, yeshiva das. Look at all the blessings I have. The fact that I can get up, the fact that I can see, the fact that I have clothes, blah, 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 blah. You give me strength. You remove the slumming from my eyes. You know, but first we say it should be your will, Hashem. You should help me be accustomed to learning Torah. But even though I'm accustomed, I still cleave to your mitzvahs. Don't bring me to a sin. Don't bring me to an avera. And not to nisayon. And not to be Zion. Don't bring me to nisayon that I don't realize it's nisayon. And therefore you gotta keep me away from bad people, bad friends. Have me cleave to the Eitz HaTov. It's all that same idea. It's all there. To always what? And force my inclinations to want to subjugate themselves to you. Right? That's what you're saying. You want to be mindful the entire day. That's what the bracha is saying. You want to have mindfulness. Right? That's what you want to have. That I should be alert to be able to have yishuv hadas. That's what the bracha is saying. Im kein abasis, shalav benuya kol avoda. Therefore, the basis of all our service is what? Yishuv hadas, b'chleis v'shas. Having yishuv hadas at all times. Sharam yisker ma'atach. So he has to remember what his goal is. Yiskas, I'm sorry, I'm a makarib, I'm rachim. If you remember, what are the means that bring you closer, distance you? Matzchil in the kunas and asen amiti shal nevesh. Then begins the beginning point of the true test. Him l'kayim, ochasom likonan. Are we going to fulfill it or not? Are we going to maintain it or likonan li'etzer, or are we going to subjugate ourselves to the etzer? Hamizkar v'lodim chalyom, that tries to overcome us. At least we know when we are failing. Varesh adayin einze omesh asif. Doesn't mean you're going to succeed. You may still fail. Even if you're thinking about it. I know I shouldn't do this. I know this is wrong. I know I should go to the shir. But I'm not going. Gam tzadikim naflu. Even tzadikim make a mistake. Alayim naflu mitoch yishuv hadas. But they made a mistake out of presence of mind. Lachain, therefore you can stand out with the Gemara and Brachas. Is very clear now. If you see a Talmud Chacham did an aver at night, the Gemara says, al tahar her achra v'yom. Don't suspect him in the daytime. Shavar yasa shuv. You can be sure he's done teshuva already by now. Why? How do you know he did teshuva? The answer is, kigam b'shash shechata rachamon sa. Because when he sinned, ha'isul das, he had das, rachay yetzer iskaber, but the yetzer hara overcame him. Aval kishechata v'yetzer nichlash. But after he sinned, and then the Yetzer quiets out. The Yetzer is strong. It's only strong to get you to that vera. After that vera, you go, oh, yeah, what happened? Miyadu benaslasu, right away tries to do tshuva. Kedashalo kayem is tummy, because his das is there all the time. Mashenken, adam shabishah shuchote, hadas nalama. When a person sins, his das is hidden. It's finistera. It's hidden. Even after he sins, he's still hidden. The hope, the potential to go back to tshuva is very weak. The tzaddik knows when he's doing something wrong. Since he knows he's doing something wrong, he's quick to want to fix it up. Because he knows there was a struggle. And he knows he did the wrong thing. Many people don't think they've done the wrong thing. They don't think of what I'm about to do, good or bad. It's going to get me closer to Hashem. Doesn't think about it. Then he did something that took him away from Hashem. Doesn't even think about it. So why should he do tshuva on it? He didn't think about it when he did it. When the tzaddik, he thought about it. Couldn't overcome it. Okay, couldn't overcome it. But then the Yetzer weakens after you do the aver. And you say, well, my God, how could I have done this? Then he does tshuva. You have to look at him differently. That's a person who works with Yishuv Hadas, which is, you know, the basis of everything we're talking about over here. Having that Yishuv Hadas is incredibly important. Okay. Continuing the words of the Masil Sharm now. Uki'in Shademar, as it says in Tehillim, Dov Ganav Shiacharecha, my soul cleaves after you. Be Tomcha Yimenecha, his right hand supports me. Meaning, Kaven should be Yasal Olam Eina Elotachlis Hases, since you're coming into the world is only for this goal, to cleave to Hashem, then Elhasig, Esakurva Hazos, to achieve this closeness, and therefore his soul has to run away from all the things that hold him back. So let's, now, that's the Mesil Shor. So explains the Lavavi. Dovka nafshi acharech, my soul cleaves after you. Yesh adam shemashe dovak eso b'bori olam hu aseichel. There are those people that which he cleans to Hashem is through the intellect. Zover zeh mispaseis amashikos ha-Rambam ha-Nevuchim. This is all based on what the Rambam says. That intellect that Hashem pours into us from him, that connects us between us and between him. That's one way. But there's three parts to a person. Again, Aleph, Yadat Hayom, you know it today. B, Vashivos Lavech, bring it into your heart. Gimel, Shigam Alei, Vigam Amoach, Nimsoim, Bosam Madriga, that the heart and the mind are on the same page. You're feeling this way. First, the person knows in his mind. Certainly, if you don't, it's got to be in your mind, or you can't even begin to serve Hashem. But he's not there. His heart is not where his mind is. Like a person who wants to get to a place. I'm thinking to get there. He's not there yet. When the Rambam says that the intellect, the brain, is the part that gets you close to Hashem, don't be fooled. That's only means only when you take what the brain says and puts it into the heart. Then you'll cleave to Hashem both in heart and mind. What Rambam meant to say is not just intellectually, but without intellect, you'll never be close to Hashem. Dveikus animtsa b'moach b'vad, and in dveikus. Cleaving to Hashem just in the mind? It's not cleaving. But a person really has closest to the heart. You obviously, if it's close to the heart, it had to have come through the brain. There's no dveikus that only comes from the brain. So the pasuk that David said, Dovka nafshi acharecha, my nefesh cleaves after you. Kidarchem shalavim, like those who love people. Ha'av animsus b'leva adam. Love is found in the heart. But if a person loves, he thinks about it always. And therefore you'll cleave even through the mind. But that's all in the condition that the heart is found in a situation of love. With unity, with cleaving to Hashem. This dveikus to Hashem begins when a person knows what the goal is. He knows what are the things that bring you there. He tries very hard to be careful to not do the things that distance himself, but run after things that brings him close. Then he comes with God's help, with purity of heart. When a person has purity of heart, then certainly his brain comes close to Hashem. Next page, Shin Yud Gimel. Because when a person loves someone, who he doesn't have to make efforts to think about them. But it's natural to think about someone that you love. As long as your brain has to keep working and making it happen, says Shimon, that's not coming from a pure heart. If you have to, okay, I better come to davening. I know I have to come. I have to force myself to love Hashem. That means you're not naturally loving Him. But it's coming from a breaking avoda that he has to think about that. We're not negating this. But he's still on the way. Hasn't reached the goal. In other words, if you really love Hashem, it's not going to be a struggle. The proper fashion of being cleaving to Hashem is when the person really loves the reality of God. He loves his Father in heaven. If he loves him, he thinks about him. There's a male who wrote to Ode Yosef Lischabrilov. Therefore, he wants to continually connect him. And therefore, he's afraid to distance himself from him. Zula Hayira Hamitis. This is the true Yira that we're talking about. To always be thinking about Hashem, to always wanting to be close to Hashem. And therefore, that's what you naturally want. You're always going to be careful. Every single thing. That's why you're machmer on yourself, and you're happy being machmer on yourself. I don't want to do something that could hurt Hashem. I don't want something that could be an aver. We close with the last words of Mishul Sharm of this chapter. Once this rule becomes clear, now you inspect every detail according to their levels. From beginning to end. As Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair himself arranged the order, as he said in the beginning, which is Sehirus, Srizus, Nikius, Precious, Tara, Hasidus, Anova, Yiras, Achet, etc., etc. I'm going to explain each one of them. He said, Adkan, Isbara, B'siyadish, Mayach, Chovas, Arim, Olam. Up to this point, we explained what man's purpose is in this world, what his obligation is, Mayatachas, what's the goal. And everything in this world is a means key to that goal. Now that's what he's accomplished in this book so far. Now the Ramchal is going to show you the ladder, what it looks like. How you go up step by step. These are the steps of the Brais of Pinchas ben Yair. But the end of an action has to be in the thought process to begin with. Before you're going to do anything, the goal has to be clear to you. Then you can look at everything you do. I'll call us on the entire ladder. That thereby he can reach the goal, the ultimate goal of connecting to Hashem. And that is the end of the first section of this book. We will see after Shavuos what we're going to do. So thank Hashem we're able to finish the book, and all those that are listening and watching in video land, audio land, Shkoyach to you as well.